Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I was reading a story about how hugs and handshakes could be gone forever to strangers. You're still going to hug the people you love, which I do not like hugging folks I don't have a relationship with. Pre-corona, I complain about it all the time. I see you at work for 8 hours, and I just happen to run into you at the ice cream place. I don't want to give you a hug. I didn't give you a hug when I saw you today. Why am I giving you a hug? Because there's dairy around. So I just am not that. So I'm pumped. I never liked handshaking. You're like taking all the germs and smashing with all their germs, and then creating a cocktail of the germiest germs.
Ugh, yeah, I know.
And also, let me say this while I'm on a roll, that when artists come in to play for us now, I love that I don't have to get up and touch them. I don't have to hug anybody. I believe a hug is very sacred. I love a hug. I love hugging somebody that I'm trying to hug. But I feel like we're just throwing them out, and they're worthless. Mm. So, and I'm just so happy that an artist comes in. I've met twice in my life. He's got a song at number 93 on the chart. And I got to hug him. Like, play your song. Let's see if you're any good. Let's go. Then get out. I do like him. But I'm not. Best thing about this, two things. One, Caitlin, the coronavirus, because we wouldn't have lived together. We wouldn't have been, if this wouldn't have happened, we'd have still probably been dating long distance. Mm-hmm. You know how I am. I'd have just been like, I don't know. So that has been one of the positive things to come from all of this negative. And then two is, I ain't shaking anybody's hand. I haven't shaken a hand in a month of Sundays, my grandma used to say. So, the chief nurse here says that hugging except for those you live with is out. At some point in the future, we may see hugging again, but not at this point. Handshakes should be ditched in favor of alternatives such as elbow bumps. The elbow bump's weird. Just do the fist bump. Mm-hmm. Elbow bump, you have to get closer. Just practically speaking, if you were trying to keep away from corona, you can extend your arm out. Heck, man, you're cutting half your arm off that distance with the elbow bump. Need for that. So that's what's up.
Some people still do extend for the handshake, though. That happened to me the other day, and I didn't understand, and I didn't know what to do. So I shook their hand, but then I sanitized.
Oh, I'll just go right to that open hand with a fist.
And just like, punch
and
it.
And just write to the, oh, there you go. Or I just yell it out. I'm just very deliberate about it. Here comes the bump.
Mm-hmm. I find myself doing kind of like the alligator arm wave. You know how alligator arms are shorter?
Awkward.
Yeah, but if I do that, then it kind of, I'm already waving and I just keep my hand close to my chest so that they don't try to do anything more.
Yeah.
Because it's I am a hugger.
Yeah.
Regardless. So that's been in a handshaker and all the things. So that's weird for me.
Speaking of hands, a mom breaks the dad's hand during labor. Have you seen this story?
Oh, no.
Oh, squeezing it. Squeezing it because you hold the wife's hand.
Did you hold your wife's hand?
Absolutely.
Did it hurt?
No. I mean, she squeezed it, but no, she didn't squeeze it to the point where it hurt. But I mean, it's funny. You don't think about it, but that's important. Hold your wife's hand while she's in labor.
A new dad let his wife hold his hand while giving birth to their twin girl. She squeezed pretty hard. Broken hand. He didn't realize it at first because adrenaline was pumping so much. The x-ray confirmed the break, and doctors thought it was hysterical when they found out what happened.
Oh, my gosh. She's strong.
Uh-huh. But his wife failed to see the humor. In fact, she got so upset that he went to seek treatment.
Because it was her day.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Not a good time to have a broken hand when you have a new baby.
Let me mention this. Every Friday, I put out a podcast called The Bobbycast. It's a music podcast. And it's last week's episode's up now, and it's still relevant to this week because it's all the new music that comes out. So every week I do the top 5 releases that I'm excited about. We mention all the rest too, and we always bring in some artists to talk about things music related. You can subscribe to that now. It's called The Bobbycast. I would love for that to happen. We're bringing back our very popular segment of music trivia against the musician. Adam Hambrick is 2-0. He's also the one hitting me in the face with the basketball.
Oh, he's
on
the
court.
One?
Yeah. Hit me right in the nose.
Was it a foul?
No. Oh, okay. So what happens is you shoot, and the next person's ready to shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're playing this game called Knockout. And 2 people threw the ball at me at the same time. One from my nuts, one went in my face.
Oh, my.
So my reaction was to cover my jewels, and as soon as that happened, boom, right in the face.
Yeah.
It was like you punched a plastic bag of blood. Pow!
But if you have to pick one, you'd think you picked the right one to cover.
Yeah, because my nose not going to have babies anyway, so I'm just got to protect that down there. But Adam Hanbrook's coming back. He's 2-0. A listener hasn't beat him yet in music trivia. So check out the Bobbycast. Amy's 4 Things with Amy Brown. That's on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, every Thursday a 4 Things episode comes out. And then on Tuesdays is a Q&A episode.
The Sore Losers, Lunchbox, Eddie Ray, their sports show. Mike D has Mike's Movie Podcast. That's it for now. All right. Enjoy today's show. Bye, everybody.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Now, this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Here we are. And Eddie's back.
Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Eddie's back in studio. I'll get to that in a second. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. We had ordered this. I say we. Now she orders, I order, you know. But Kaylin had ordered a stroller for Stanley, my bulldog. We went on a walk a couple days ago, and the dog wasn't in the stroller. So a lot of listeners were hitting me up going, what happened to the stroller? Well, here's the situation we're in now. First of all, not a huge fan of the stroller, but I've accepted the fact that I don't have to be a huge fan of something to support it. If she really wants to push the dog in a stroller, then... But it's this. He doesn't walk a long time before he gets tired. He's a big old fat bulldog. And I said, he's not just going to sit in the stroller. Like, you got to push the stroller and have him walk beside you for a while. Then when he gets tired, put him in. And she's like, no, I think we'll just put him in the stroller. He can stay in that stroller. This dog has a mind of its own. So she has the stroller. Ordered it. We saw on our security thing that the mailman tried to bring it in. But we have gates like around our house. She can't even get in, you know, near the house. And so he couldn't get in, so he couldn't drop off the stroller. We weren't there. So I was like, okay, well, he'll come back the next day. Came back the next day. We weren't there. It was the middle of the day, both working. Couldn't drop off. Now, I'm hoping that dang thing gets sent back to the stroller factory after two misses.
Oh, it's not. She already paid
what for happens it. To it, though, now?
They'll keep trying to deliver it.
You're telling me that the United States Postal Service, who right now is struggling more than they should have to struggle, is going to hold on to a stroller?
So it was coming via USPS?
Yes.
I don't know. You'll have to ask a postal worker. But I would assume the way FedEx or UPS works is they continue to come until you get it. But what, you think the guy's like, oh, forget these people, and you just
Well, I think
it.
After a certain amount of times, it just goes back.
Oh.
Mm. I'm hoping that time limit is 2. So we shall see.
Yeah.
What? I've been completely supportive of it.
You haven't even used it yet, though.
I know,
You're being supportive of the fact that she ordered it. But you know it's genius because when Stanley gets tired, you have to carry him, right?
Yeah, she just wants to go on longer walks. I thought, she told me on Sunday night, you can tell me if this is true or not. I promised I'd go on a walk with her. I'm not a big walker. If I'm going to go walk, I'd rather run. Like, I don't need to just take in nature and have a walk. And so I said, yeah, I'd be happy to go on a walk with you. So on Sunday night, we go for a walk, and she's like, well, Amy was going to come, but she doesn't think you want to hang out with her because you hang out with her every day for 5 or 6 hours a day. And I was like, that's not true. I'd hang out with Amy walking.
Oh. Well, I mean, I just told her. She said, I want to test out the new stroller. We should have it by then. I guess I didn't. This was before the mail incident. But she said, well, no, you should come because he promised me that he would go. And I thought, oh, gosh, like he's promised her he may want time with her. And I was like, look, Caitlin, we'd be happy to go. But I come with a husband, a dog, 2 kids, and I don't want to crash your walk time with her.
No,
so I said, we're together every single day. So I just want to make sure if I go that he's cool with it.
Well, we'd have loved to have had you. Because again,
that's me looking out for you, though.
No, we don't leave the house. I mean, we once a week, we'll try to go to Olive Garden, and then I come to work. But other than that, I don't leave very often unless I'm going to go to play golf outside. I'm not leaving because I'm just trying as hard as I can to make sure I don't get coronavirus so my TV show doesn't shut down. And so we're together all the time. It's great. We spend a ton of time together.
You should be like, that's a real friend looking out for me and my girl time. And
although you guys are getting a little too close for my liking.
Okay, see?
But I'm just saying you two are becoming too good of friends that I don't feel
it's
like
it's not my fault you got a cool girlfriend.
I don't feel like you're on my side. And like, I feel like you're now issue by issue with both of us. And you should just be blindly on my side. We have been friends.
Oh, I thought I was Switzerland.
No. We have been so close for how many years?
15.
15 years. And now there'll be times where I'll say something, you'll be like, no, I need to know. You should just blindly
follow your BFF.
Okay.
But you're not going to because no. You hang out with her.
What do you want me to say right now? Okay. Yeah. I'm
losing him. All I have left is Eddie and he has Corona. Well, I guess he doesn't.
No, I'm done. Yeah. I don't have that anymore.
You know, something surprising about Eddie, I'll talk about it in a second. I was reading some comments about Eddie coming back on the show and I was so surprised by something. We'll do that in like a segment. Yeah. Okay. In like a segment or two. There's just something that I cannot place about you.
Interesting.
On the show. And I was reading a bunch of comments, and I'll get to that coming up.
Okay.
Now, let's get going here. You ready?
Yeah. But this conversation makes me think that we need to have another conversation, not on the radio.
About what?
I'm just making loyalty?
Blind loyalty? No, I'm very happy that you guys are close. She doesn't have a lot of close friends here. She moved here, doesn't know a lot of people, isn't able to meet a lot of people because of, you know, coronavirus. And the fact that she was able to become friends with my best friend is fantastic.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's naturally going to happen. Yeah, but I'm just glad that she, like, it would be really rough for all of us if, like, for whatever reason, she wasn't cool. Oh, that would be so hard.
Well, yeah, that'd be really
like,
rough.
But yet you really loved her, you know, or whatever. Whatever you do, you really liked her strongly. Like, she, it would just be so hard because we'd probably have to be like, what do we do?
Would we tell Bobby, though, you think?
I think eventually.
But then hey, Bobby, your girlfriend sucks, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can tell
that. But that's not the case.
That is not the case. And I'm telling you, I'm practicing gratitude right now, recognizing the things that I'm thankful for. And that is one of them.
Okay, let's get going here. Here's a question I got. Hey, Bobby, what book made a huge impact on your life? We can go around the room here, and I'll give you a couple. The Four Agreements was pretty cool for me. It's an easy read, kind of resets me. I read it once a year. And then How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, just because it's the same for 100 years. Like, how to actually, like it says, win friends and influence people for what you're trying to do. And it's been the same for 100 years. Technology be danged. It's all still the same, all the principles. Those two probably for me. Now, we're eliminating the Bible from any question. Right, because Jesus and the Bible always wins in all these games.
Yes.
Because Amy hit me with that the other day on the who's a dead person you want to hang out with. She's like, Jesus. And I'm like, well, duh. It's always Jesus.
Jesus and Tupac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy, what book, if I'm asking you, had a huge impact on your life?
I would say Daring Greatly, one of Brené Brown's books.
Yeah.
Probably because it speaks so much on vulnerability and showing up and being yourself. So, which I struggle with sometimes.
I would ask Eddie, but I think he's read one book in 10 years. And I'm not making fun of you, but that's, we've talked about that on the show, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't read very much, but I do have a book that's kind of changed my life a little bit.
Go ahead.
And that's Jimmy Buffett's A Pirate Looks at 50. I read that around high school, like right after I graduated high school. And it's a book he wrote when he was turning 50 and how he was celebrating 50 years of life and how he's just continued to just live a very carefree but positive life. And he kind of gives you a guide of how to do that. Mm. And I feel like I've kind of buffeted through life a little bit.
That's an interesting term, buffeted, because Eddie's buffeted. I wasn't making fun of you, by the way, for the books. I was just saying, because
no,
listen, not everybody's...
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I'm not trying to hate on you. Here's another question. Bobby, do you think Kaylin would still date you if you decided to start wearing a fedora every day?
Why?
Well, it's just an interesting question. Like, do we feel like people that wear fedoras are goobers? I feel like she would have me stop wearing the fedora.
And but then, what if you didn't want to stop?
I think she'd still be there, but it'd be close.
I think she would get used to it, I guess. Kind of be your thing, and she would just accept it because...
That would be tough, though. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Hey, Bobby, I'm not a sports guy, but what creates a high school football rivalry? I think the answer would be proximity, right?
Yeah, and then level of goodness. How do you say that? Skill level? Like, you're not going to be a big...
Like a 4A school is not going to beat up on a 1A and say we're rivals.
Right, because they could be close together, but if they're not the same level of skill.
So class, mm-hmm. They're all in classes and proximity. Our biggest rival was Jessaville High School, and they were super close, and they were like the rich white school. And we were like the poor black school for the most part. And so there was a pretty big rivalry there. and they were just the closest. It's hard to have a rival that is all the way across the state, huh?
Yeah.
So I would say that. Is your husband excited about football, by the way? Is he still looking
forward? Yes, he loves football.
Next month?
Yeah. Is it next month? Mm-hmm. I need to prepare myself.
Hey, listen, if we're still going, it is.
Yeah. I'm actually excited for it this year because, yeah, it gives some sort of normalcy if we can figure it out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, God, my husband still had grudges from his high school rivalry days.
The place that Caitlin and I have now, that's a little cabin, it's in our rival town.
Mm. Is that hard for you?
I mean, I TP'd their school the first night I was there. We got our place. So we went over, just yeah. rolled it, spray painted it.
Just addressed it head on.
Yeah. No, it's not that hard. It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
What did your husband hate?
I think he just still, well, there's, my sister's husband played for the rival school.
Yeah.
Well, my sister's husband was at Westlake and then my husband was at Bowie and they just, there's still scars and wounds because they would beat them a lot. And then one time our pastor made fun of it, like at a church service, kind of like, ooh, rough game the other night, boys, because they were both sitting there. And like, my husband still has a grudge, which is him, speaking of getting vulnerable, and I'm kind of like, get over it. But I probably need
to
be like,
tell the man up.
No.
Remember that?
No. Yeah. What I need to do is say, hey, let's talk through this. Like, yeah. What are these feelings you have from high school that you let go of?
If you have any questions you'd like to ask us, like those right there, you can call our voicemail line, 877-77-BOBBY. This kid from Georgia, he's in fourth grade. He's the youngest person to ever pilot a hot air balloon by himself, 8 years old. But 8 years old also should be second grade, which is crazy. This kid must be advanced. Can you imagine sending an 8-year-old by themselves up in a balloon?
No, and like, my son's 10 and so tiny, I feel like if he stood up in the basket, he couldn't even look over it.
JT Head, 8 years old, has just become the youngest person to ever solo. He took his record-setting 20-minute flight, soaring 400 feet for a mile and a half. He learned to fly from his dad, who's been piloting balloons for decades. His dad owns a hot air balloon company. Here is JT on the news. By the way, the other kid was 9 who had the record before him, talking about beating it.
You have to be really prepared because you need to know what all the handles and buttons do.
He's done quite a bit of preparation for years on this.
And when he got back down to Earth, he had a call to make to Bobby Bradley, who broke the record at 9 years old back in 2011 in New Mexico.
When I was 4, I said that I would beat his record.
He wrote JT a note and says, well, you did it. He said, you told me you would do it, and I guess you've done it now.
Here's the question I ask before we get to the easy question of would you let your kid do it? How the heck is this not illegal to let an 8-year-old go flying up in a balloon? How is that not illegal?
Yeah, I have no idea.
There's no rules on hot air. It's just like international waters.
International air.
Yeah, hot air balloon. And you just go and do whatever you want. You can fly up there and commit crimes. No,
yeah,
Your Honor, I murder him up in the balloon, so we're good here. We don't have to. We're not
we
going
can't
to jail.
Touch that. That's not our jurisdiction.
You know what? Case dismissed. How is that not illegal?
I have no idea.
Amy, what do you think when you hear an 8-year-old flying their balloon?
Too young?
Yeah.
I think if there's an adult on board that just sits there and doesn't touch anything, but like an adult that's there to help manage if something were to go wrong.
Eddie, your kids are how old?
I have 12, I have a 7, and I have a 6, and then a 1.
Do the 7-year-old. Any chance?
No chance, man. Like, I don't even let him walk around the neighborhood, much less go into the air, hot air balloon.
I thought that story was funny. Here's the thing I was mentioning about Eddie. Eddie's been gone because he's had coronavirus. By the way, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
First time back in, like, almost 50 days.
Yes, it's crazy.
Eddie got coronavirus on vacation in Florida. He's been gone. He just kept testing. It was just positive. Oddly, another one of our friends who got it is now negative after like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So like, it's just different for everybody,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah, different. That's what they told me. Some people, they get over it real quick. Some people have it for up to 2 months, 3 months. Pretty crazy.
Rarely does anyone beat me here except for a couple of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one here. In the morning, I'm just knocking out things, so it's just easier for all of us. However, Eddie was here before. Never happens. Eddie was here. He was so True. Excited to get to work. I pulled up, and his Jeep is just sitting in the parking
lot. It was like first day of school, you know? Like I picked out my clothes last night. Like, all right, I've got my jeans out. Because I hadn't worn jeans in like 50 days. Like, really haven't worn jeans to leave the house. And so I picked out my clothes. I got up early. And plus, I wanted to just make sure my computer worked before I got here.
Did it?
Yeah, everything was good. Yeah.
Here's my question about Eddie, because I was looking at comments. I was very excited that Eddie was coming back, because I think Eddie's super quick and funny and witty. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
And obviously, he's one of my best friends in the whole world. I just don't understand why Eddie isn't universally beloved by our listeners.
Oh, interesting.
There's just a section of them that just can't stand you for some reason.
I think, why is that? I think I know who those people are.
Okay.
I feel like the show has like certain kind of listeners, like the ones that like the show, and then the lunchbox listeners. You know, like there are the people that are like lunchbox who like just are very serious about things that like I don't really care about, or very opinionated and I don't really care about. So I think those personalities don't just mix together well. I think that's it. Because I'm pretty chill, you know, and sometimes
I think you are too.
So you,
Amy,
think
why do
ones...
you think, I'll ask you, why do you think Eddie's not universally beloved? Because he's the nicest guy.
I have no idea. But I'm trying to piggyback off of Eddie's theory. And so you think that Lunchbox fans are the ones that don't like you.
Because there's one person that I argue with the most on this show, and it's Lunchbox, like for sure. And so I think that the people, when I argue against Lunchbox, the people that really love Lunchbox and the way he thinks, take his side on things, and then they just hate me.
I don't know that that's...
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes he seems like he's playing the side of he's trying to be nice all the time, and it may come off as a little bit inauthentic. And I think people like authenticity more than they have to like having to agree with you. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't have to like me for what I say in my opinion, but I'm going to always say what I feel, and I think you'll respect that even if you don't always agree with me. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I don't feel like Eddie lives by that all the time.
Well, it's tricky because like I was talking to my wife about this. Like last week when I was struggling with like Corona, it had been like five weeks of testing negative or whatever, or testing positive. And I was getting frustrated. And I can hear me, you know, talking to you guys very frustrated and very upset. And like even you guys are like, he just sounds like he's in a bad mood. And I don't, for some reason, I don't like to live my life that way. Like I don't want to put my bad mood into your life.
I don't know what the deal is. I was just surprised you weren't more universally beloved.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird.
My heart.
But it's okay, though, right? Heart, like, don't some people like, not everyone likes everyone on the show. Some people like certain people more than others.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't like me.
But yes.
I'm glad you're back. Eddie, welcome back.
Me too, dude. Thank you.
Welcome back.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Maren Morris is working on her next album in quarantine.
I'm just trying to be patient and enjoy this time at home that I don't get normally. And write songs to fill up the time and start working on my third record. And we'll get back on the road when it's safe and get to appreciate it more.
TJ of Brothers Osborne is looking for the good out of the pandemic.
It's wild. You know, this will all pass at some point, and we're going to look back on history and be like, look at all these little things that were made because of it. And it's cool. We'll be able to reference this moment in time.
The winners of the 2020 iHeartRadio Music Awards are being revealed during a special over Labor Day weekend. Country artists up for multiple nominations include Maren Morris, Luke Combs, and Dan and Shay. You can check out all the details at BobbyBones.com. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Molly Gross is a police officer in Indianapolis, and she's a canine officer. And her dog, Lando, they have 74,000 Instagram followers at K9_Lando317, in case you're curious. But she got involved in a Pay It Forward challenge because she shops at this grocery store and saw that Caleb Harris, one of the clerks there, went out of his way to help a blind shopper. And she thought, you know what? I want to get my followers involved in blessing this guy. So she put a call out to her people, and within 48 hours, she had $4,700 donated to go just give it to him as a tip for being an awesome clerk. And he was shocked, pumped. He's going to use the money to buy a car and give the rest to his mom, who's currently battling breast cancer. So huge blessing to him and his family.
What's her Instagram name again?
At K9_Lando317.
L-A-N-D-O?
Yeah, yeah, that's the name of the dog. Isn't that so cute?
Yeah, that's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Clearwater, Florida. A week and a half ago, someone walked into a Speedway convenience store, reached over the counter and stole 13 scratch-offs and ran away. They had no leads until a couple days later, same guy comes back to cash in a winning $30 ticket.
To the same store?
Same store.
And don't they have to be activated before?
No, not scratch-offs, but they have the barcode, so it would have come up as stolen anyway. But he walked into the same store that he stole it from for the $30 ticket. Not a $500 ticket, a $30 ticket.
Well, he'd have got in trouble for both.
Yeah, either way.
But yes, the $30 one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happened with him?
I got arrested for stealing and...
I wonder if they hold him there. They're like, yeah, we'll get your money. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, they did. They said, hold on, and they had the cops come to the store and arrest him.
There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
You know, so many listeners call and leave us messages, or they call and talk to us live. And they give us feedback, which I just appreciate so much. So we're doing two segments today from listener feedback. This game we're about to get into, 90s country songs. But we also have, because somebody said, hey, why don't you do more of a good morning to everyone except where we pick out some knucklehead who did something stupid?
Yeah.
Like angry? We're going to do that coming up too. But I just love when you guys call us and suggest segments or say things like this. Here you go.
Morning, studio. Hi, Bobby. I was just hoping that you guys can send a huge shout out to all the firefighters fighting all of these fires in California. Our state is on fire again. They're all over the place. There's ash falling on cars. People are losing homes. So if we could recognize all those that are helping to save as many homes and people as possible, that would be amazing.
Yeah, big shout out. Love what you guys are doing. I don't have the guts to do it. Thankfully, somebody does.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's one more.
I just wanted my parents to know how much I love them, and because my mom works her butt off, and so does my stepdad, my dad, and his husband. They work their butts off just to give me an amazing life, and my sister. So I just wanted to thank them, and my mom listens to every morning on her way, anywhere that she goes. So I just wanted to let them know how much they are loved.
Oh, cool. That's the coolest kid call we've ever had.
Legit. I know.
How often does a kid actually understand what's going on and go, appreciate you?
It's rare.
That's Charlotte in Maryland. What are you going to say?
I would love it if my kids were like, oh, man, mom, you work your butt off for us. Thank you.
No chance, Amy.
No, I know, right? Ugh.
Yeah. So hit us with those voice messages. If we can't answer your call, leave it. 877-77-BOBBY. All right, let's play a game. All right, we have two famous 90s country artists celebrating a birthday today. The first one is Billy Ray Cyrus. How old do you think Billy Ray is?
50?
Woo!
Is that too high?
Yeah, no. I think he's in the 50s. 52.
56.
Billy Ray Cyrus is 59 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh,
is that a boy?
He's so great.
Looks good. Wow. Wears the cowboy hat down, got the big beard.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
No. Yeah. Nice.
And Jody Messina. Okay. Who we love in the studio. She comes in, she's a firecracker. How old is Jody Messina today?
Oh.
51?
48.
52. 50.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are much closer on that.
Good job, Lauren.
Man, she can still...
I was just guessing.
Just come in and sing the crap out of stuff. Yeah. So happy birthday to both of them. In honor of that, we're going to play the first line of a 90s country song game. These are all really famous country songs from the 90s. I'll give you the famous opening line. You just got to give me this song. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, back in studio.
Come on.
Ah, what the crap. Morgan, you're in too, even though you were born in the 90s. Morgan, by the way, how you feeling about just doing your job today?
It feels great. I feel like the world has been lifted off my shoulders, and it feels awesome.
Okay, song number one. Baby, all I've got is this beat up leather bag. Just need the title of the song. You don't have to get the artist. If you do throw it in there, great. But if you miss it, that counts as a wrong answer. So be careful on your brags.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, all I've got is this beat up leather bag. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Dang, I don't know.
Carrying Your Love With Me?
Well, Morgan's still writing her answer down over there. I didn't call for an answer.
You pointed at me.
I was like, are you in?
Ah! Did you know it?
Nope.
Well, we'll see when it gets to her if she has it or not. Lunchbox?
I have Carrying Your Love With Me, George Strait.
Eddie?
Dang, I have Clear Blue Sky.
Wow!
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Morgan?
Wow, I just got here. Thank you.
Yeah, I had strawberry wine.
All right. Amy won. Lunchbox won. Eddie and Morgan zero. That song came out in 1997.
Baby, all I got's this beat-up leather bag.
Jam. All right, everybody in. Here we go. Number two. Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. That is the first line to a very popular 90s song. Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. Morgan's got both hands on both temples. Lunchbox head is still down. How'd you know if you're done if your head pops up? Lunch is still down. Morgan is... Oh, Lunch is up.
Yeah, I think I got it.
And now Morgan is in. You gotta be in.
All right.
Okay. Amy.
Papa loved Mama.
Lunchbox.
Papa loved Mama. Garth Brooks.
Eddie.
Papa loved Mama.
Good direction.
Oh, Morgan's over too. All right, 1991. Here you go.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy.
Okay, this is an easy one. Morgan, are you trying to get on the board here?
I'm trying.
Okay. Out in the country, past the city limits sign.
I'm in.
Out in the country, past the city limits sign. Surely, Morgan, you have this one.
Come on.
You're going to go first. Oh. If you miss it, when you're just eliminated from the game.
That's fine. Go ahead. Not doing great. Brought me up beside the jukebox.
What year were you born, Morgan?
93.
Well, this song came out in 91.
I do love 90s music. I just can't seem to find the rest of the song.
She's been eliminated. Eddie.
I have Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
I have Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Amy?
Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Nice. Okay. We got a couple left here. Here we go. When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Ooh, Amy goes dang it into her hands. Oh, boy. Oh, we may have some movement here on the leaderboard. All right, everybody up? Lunchbox going to you first.
I got Life's a Dance.
Eddie?
I have Life's a Dance.
Amy?
I didn't have any.
What do you have?
I didn't have time to write it down. I have trying to get oil from a water spout. When I was
14, I was John Michael Montgomery, Life's a Dance, 1992. Girl, Lunchbox now takes the lead.
Oh, my goodness.
With one question remaining.
I'm an idiot.
Here we go.
Just kidding. I have to stop saying that about myself.
When the sun goes down on my side of town.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Five seconds.
He's trying to sing the song in his head.
Lunchbox likes Possum a lot, though.
Yeah, he does.
But he hasn't written anything down.
3 seconds. Okay. For the win, let's hold off and see if Lunchbox can. He put his pen down and slammed it down.
Are you confident?
What are you doing?
Do you want to, Lunchbox? What do you have?
Oh, Neon Moon.
Winner!
Oh my God!
Woo! All I do is win, no matter what.
What'd you watch?
Irresistible.
Never heard of it.
Oh, Steve Carell's in it. You should watch it. It doesn't have like the best ratings, which kept me and my husband maybe from watching it, but we thought we were in the mood for something lighthearted and funny, and we thought he would be funny, and he was. Like, I thought it was a funny movie, and it's politics. You have to be prepared for that, but making fun of it. So as long as you can be lighthearted about politics a little bit.
Which we know that's our specialty here in America, being lighthearted about politics.
Right, but kind of how our system is, and it's funny, but then also sad when you really sit back and think about it. Once you got done, my husband and I just sat there, and we were like, golly, so much of that was true, and that's really sad, but also funny.
I can't wait, because Bill and Ted, their new movie.
Oh, yeah.
Out this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
28th?
You excited about this?
Yeah, because as a kid, that was my favorite movie, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, because I learned all about history through these two kids going back in time to find Lincoln, Joan of Arc.
Beethoven.
To find Beethoven, Socrates, Socrates. And they find him, but you learn all about him, too, at the same time. But yeah, the third, and Keanu Reeves is like an adult. And they have to go to find the song, so they have to go to the future and try to steal it from themselves.
Yeah, they have kids now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely older. Yeah, Bill and Ted Face the Music. No rating yet, but I'm pretty excited about that coming out. And it's all on demand, so no movie theater. Well, let me just say good morning.
Good morning.
To everyone except this thief who stole a firefighter's wallet while he was fighting wildfires.
Oh.
I know. A fire commander in California had his wallet stolen out of his car and his bank account drained while he was fighting the wildfires.
Oh, that's wrong.
During a press briefing, they said the theft happened while the crew member was taking care of business. Here is the Santa Cruz County Sheriff talking about it. He said he's confident they'll catch the person.
I can't imagine a bigger lowlife than breaking into somebody who's helping protect this community, breaking into his car and taking his wallet and then charging up a bunch of credit card charges. And I'm confident we're going to find that person. And when we do, we're going to keep him in the county jail, and we're going to hand that case over to the DA, and the DA is going to hammer this guy.
I thought they were going to say, and we find him, we're going to kill him. That's what it felt like he was going to say. Holy crap. So good.
It probably feels that way. That is so wrong.
That's some Yellowstone justice.
Yeah.
If they did that.
Yeah.
I know it ended season 3, but we're on episode 4 of season 3. So it's just getting good in season 3. Season 3 started a little slow. Yellowstone.
Yeah, definitely. But it picks back up, mm-hmm. I promise.
The bikers, that one part, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. The bikers. Eddie, where are you?
I'm still second episode. I've started second episode.
Oh, my God. I'm not coming to you anymore.
Look, man, I'm moving slow. I want to do it, but every time I look
around. No, you don't want to.
You don't want to.
If you wanted to, you would.
This is why our listeners get mad at you sometimes.
How much white
because I'm not watching Yellowstone.
No, because you're full of crap. You always say you want it, then you don't do it.
Yeah. I bet you played lots of whatever basketball game.
Yes. Yeah, NBA 2K. Yeah.
There you go.
I haven't played in almost a month.
I know.
Because you've been watching Yellowstone.
That's why. You didn't get off of Yellowstone.
A Texas groom was shot in the chest at his own wedding party, and even his new bride is refusing to help investigators.
What?
Officers believe the groom, who has not been identified, was blasted after a fight with one of the guests at the celebration. Both the shooter and the injured groom fled the scene, but the newly married man was found bleeding at the house across the street. He was airlifted to a local hospital, critical condition. He was later upgraded to stable condition. This has to be one of the bride's family members, right? That shot him. That's why the bride won't talk.
Or an ex-lover.
No, I think she'd talk then.
Oh.
Don't you think it's like the bride's brother?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't the bride talk if it wasn't someone that she was related
to? Or the bride's dad?
Yeah. Isn't that a crazy story, though?
Yeah.
Now pronounce you man and wife. Boom. Ow.
Dang.
Got popped. And then finally, not to scare you guys this early in the morning, but burglars can analyze key sounds to create a replica and then break into homes.
What?
Really?
That's impossible.
Don't yell things like it's impossible. I'm about to read you a story. Security researchers have given a whole new meaning to picking a lock, demonstrating they can use the audio and signal processing technology to listen to the sounds a key makes when it opens a lock and then 3D print a duplicate from the recording. They could break into your house by simply recording the sound your key makes and then creating a replica.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's impossible. You don't know what's possible.
Seems impossible.
Okay.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here are your top songs in country music this week. At number 3, Luke Combs, Lovin' On You.
I'm in love, lovin' on you.
At number 2, it's last week's number 1, Maddie and Tay, Die From a Broken Heart.
How does he sleep at night? Mama, the nerve of this guy.
And your new number 1 is Justin Moore, Why We Drink. Biggest pop song, number 1 again this week, is Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar.
I don't know if I could ever go without Watermelon Sugar High.
That whole record doesn't sound like a young kid. It's a really a good record. I think if you didn't know he was, I don't know how old he is, 25?
It's kind of ageless because he has a lot of that old sound on it, too. The number one alternative song is Matt Meeson. It's called Hallucinogenics. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burns my... Harry Styles is 26 years old. Niall Horan is 26 years old. Taylor Swift is 30 and Kendall Jenner is 24. That's just because they did Harry and then they did People Also Search For underneath it. Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's this meditation and relaxation app called Calm, and celebrities have lent their voice to it, or they got paid, whatever. But there's celebrities on there, and Matthew McConaughey's voice is the most downloaded. It's been downloaded more than 11 million times, and they say that that's what's helping people go to sleep is his voice.
Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow, I fall asleep
on the air.
I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in?
It's interesting.
I mean, how often do we feel what's happening?
I hate to say this. It's hard for me to commit to meditation. You know, it's tough. My mind just races all the time. I have to fight myself to go to sleep. And anytime, even when I was struggling really bad with PTSD, I would sit on the bed and try to meditate, and it just couldn't catch. And I know it's because I didn't put the work in. I know that's all it is. But I like Matthew McConaughey. Morgan Freeman is also one that I would listen to. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Who else? Is there anyone else on the list?
All I have is that Matthew is the one that's soothing millions of Americans. So if you're having trouble falling asleep, maybe try out the Matthew McConaughey on Calm.
That is pretty good, though.
And I know. I was can we hear more? Close my eyes.
None of us told Ray to stop the clip. You meditate at all?
I don't, but my husband just started.
Yeah, and how's that working?
At first, he hated it. And now, I guess because he's been putting in the work, he's starting to enjoy it. And told me that it's like Kenny G on crack. Whatever app he has, he's not listening to someone talk. It's like must be a saxophone or something playing, and he does 20 minutes a day. And he's been committed, and he's done it every day. And I went from him complaining about it to him being like, you know, if you don't know, my husband loves Kenny G. So for him to describe
something... Which is weird, by the way. If you don't know, then I must tell you, her husband is Air Force military guy who just happened to play saxophone in the band in like 10th grade.
Junior
high.
Yeah. And
funny.
So he's into it. Kenny G on crack. So he's meditating and all about it. So I've got to give it a try. So Luke Bryan did the whole BuzzFeed Thirst Tweets series.
I don't know what that is.
I guess
it's Thirst Tweets series?
Yeah. He like goes and reads what his fans think about him, like in a thirsty way.
Is it like a mean tweet ripoff?
Yes, okay. But for thirstiness.
Go ahead.
And so he said that some of his fans need to go to church. Here's a clip.
Luke Bryan's thighs need their own fan page. You beautiful man, you. I've been cycling a lot. The thighs are quite toned. However, the beer belly is not. I want Luke Bryan to choke me out with his thighs Black Widow style. My thighs seem to be the subject of a lot of sexual fantasies. Thank you guys for that. And, you know, through all this, let's do remember I do have music.
Yeah. So he was just, it's reading like thirsty tweets.
No, I get it. Yeah. All right, what else?
A study has found that face masks make you look more attractive.
Because you're ugly?
Because it covers
it
your
hides
face.
The ugly?
I just thought it was more so funny that someone conducted a study of 500 people to find this out. And pretty much, yeah, when there was something covering half your face, everybody instantly became more attractive.
Well, it's pretty weird, too, for guys. They have to approach girls if they want to approach a girl in a mask. You don't even know what her face looks like. It's kind of like Halloween all year long.
Risky.
Because at the bar on Halloween, you're like, well, she's a little bit OP now, but what the heck is she going to be on Monday? But, yeah, it's a risky proposition. Morgan, you ever had a guy come up to you while you had a mask on?
Yeah. At a restaurant, it happened. But at that point, I had started to take it off. So he saw my face. So okay. I don't know that it worked out that way.
And he kept talking or he walked away.
Yeah, he kept talking.
All right, Amy, is that it?
Just kidding. I knew he did. Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
People working at the Taco Bell in Clarksville, Tennessee, were sitting there going, man, why are no cars coming through the drive-thru? We're usually busy at this time. So one guy goes outside, and he sees a van facing the wrong direction and a guy slumped over the wheel in the drive-thru. And he runs over there, pulls him out. Another lady comes out, and she'd been an EMT in her prior career, starts CPR, and they saved the guy's life.
Wow. That's crazy. Just lucky, too, that she had those skills.
Yeah. CPR, and then gave him a little bit of a shot of Baja Blast. Good to go.
But, all right. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Just a heads up, on Friday of this week, we've now got it set. Colin Ray will come in and be our Friday morning conversation. It all started when I was listening to Little Rock, and I couldn't believe it wasn't the number one most streamed song. One thing led to another. He's coming in. He's going to play this. But he's also going to play Love Me. Yeah. You got to listen Friday. It's going to be a great show.
Don't give up on me.
Is he just coming in with a piano, like a keyboard and playing?
Oh, he's going to do guitar, acoustic.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
Because we just hear a piano.
Yeah, it's all I hear is a piano. Yeah.
And I'm not going to let you down. Just wait and see.
And then That's My Story. I was listening to this the other day on my walk.
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Come on.
That's my story. That's my story. That's my story.
All right, so Friday, Colin Ray. Here's a voicemail we got about Colin Ray.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. I was just listening to the podcast from today about Colin Ray, and he is very much in town. He actually visits a chiropractic clinic that I used to work at. He comes in there often for chiropractic care, probably one of the nicest guys I've ever met, answers any questions you have for him, super sweet, always willing to take pictures with anybody who recognizes him in there. Probably, seriously, one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
Love it. Do I bring up the fact that we once had a Twitter fight 7 years ago? I have to at least allude to it.
See if he remembers it.
Wait, the tweet was pulled, his side of it. I'm excited about this. That's Friday, so you guys be listening for that. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
How do you make an egg giggle?
How do you make an egg giggle?
Tell it a yolk.
All right.
That was the Morning Corny.
So Colin Ray is this Friday. The next Friday, Thomas Rhett's coming in. He's going to play like 4 or 5 songs too. He texted me and was like, hey, I'll play whatever you want.
Awesome.
And I was like, well, give me a bunch. So the next two Fridays are going to be pretty cool. In the next segment, the question is, Amy's daughter's 13. Should she be able to sleep till noon or 1 p.m.? We'll get to that in 1 second. That's a hot item.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's school. No, the answer is...
I just want to clarify.
A lot of people ask me, you know, on the weekends, do I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning like I do during the week? I don't. My natural body, my clock would have me waking up around 11 or noon. Like, you let me get off a few days, I'm sleeping until 11 or noon every day. It's just, I wish I wasn't like that. But, you know, for me, I think that's what feels... It's weird how we all... are on these cycles, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Your daughter, though, wants to sleep later on the weekends, too?
Yes. She wants to sleep till noon or 1. Oh, 1 is so hard for me. But some Saturdays, I let her do it, and then others, I can't handle it, so I wake her up at 9. Ooh,
Does she like to stay up late? Is that what it's about? Because for me, I would stay up watching Nick at Night every night. Yes. I was watching Patty Duke. Any show that was on black and white and I could learn about old history TV, I was watching it. And so I would stay up until 5 or 6 in the morning until I went to Nick Jr. Because it goes from Nick at Night to Nick Jr. Because that's when the young kids are up. So right when that would break, I would be like, oh, I guess it's time to go to bed at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, she goes to bed, but she doesn't have a TV in her room. So I don't know what she's doing, but she says that she was born to stay awake at night. And that is when she comes alive.
I'm on Team Sashira.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah. She does stay up later. And I do see her about 4 o'clock. In the afternoon, she does start to, or 5 o'clock is when she starts to get talkative and wants to hang out and will do
things.
Well,
she's only been up an hour. She's going to have her coffee at 3.
I mean, even in the summer when we were having her wake up, even though it was a weekday, we're having her wake up at, you know, at least by 9:30 or 10. And she doesn't
want to talk to anybody. But then in the evening, she starts to blossom. So I get it. We're all wired differently, and I'm trying to respect that. And she's 13. So I was trying to think back when I was 13. Did I get to sleep in whenever I wanted? And it's only on Saturday, so what's the big deal? But it just feels weird for me going up to her room at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Are you awake? Like, I feel like she's missed the day and I'm a bad mom.
Or did you miss the night?
Oh,
yeah.
Here's what I would say. As someone who likes to sleep in that pattern as well, as long as she's doing her chores, getting her grades in.
Oh, yeah. She's so great.
She should be able to sleep until noon or one. No problem. As long as she's not missing something. Like if you want her to go to church and church is at 10.
Yeah,
you're
that's
not,
why
you're not going in though now, are you?
We do virtual though. She wakes up for that. That's why Saturday is the one day that she's kind of, and it was this last weekend that made me think of it because I just kept letting her sleep. And it's not, I'm thinking about her. I'm like, should I go up? Should I, oh, be cool, be cool, be cool. And then finally I go up.
I encourage you to be cool.
Okay.
On Saturday.
If I can be cool.
It can be like a treat or like if she deserves it, she can sleep in.
Yeah, but right, the minute she starts slacking elsewhere. But she even, on Saturday, we were swimming or doing something, and I was like, it's so fun hanging out with you. You need to hang out more. And she goes, Mom, every day this week, I go to school, I come home, I do homework, I shower, I go to bed. That's all I have time for because she has so much homework.
And practice at home.
Yeah,
practice at home.
She has so much practice at home that, and she's pretty strict about it with herself. Like, she doesn't slack off. She's like, hello, Mom, I would love to hang out with you, but I'm busy.
Isn't it funny how different your kids are? Because your son is just everywhere. He's just like, wee!
Oh, you say the word homework or practice at home, and it's like, you know, he does a 180 on life. He's like the happiest kid in the world. You say, hey, we need to read for, oh, I mean, and then he just turns into another human. Well, so yeah, they're very different.
Eddie, any advice for her real quick?
I just think she's right. I think she's born that way because I'm the slacker around the house. I'm the one that wakes up late. All the kids wake up super early, and I just think they're born that way. But, I mean, my parents, they woke up at noon, too.
My mom woke up at noon or 1.
So, I mean, that's probably why we're the way we are.
Genetic. Oh, my gosh.
Everything's genetic. Yeah. So that's weird. I was reading a story about how most people, when they got their first car, they had nicknamed their first car. I'll go first. And I didn't really name it after somebody. Did you?
No.
What was yours called?
Old Red.
Okay, so it was a name, though.
Yeah, because it was old and it was red.
Eddie, you have one?
Yeah, I did, of course. But I had a CB radio in mind. It was an 89 Jeep Wrangler. So all my friends that had the CB radio, we had names for ours. And mine was the Red Twister. Yeah.
Wait, you had a Bronco?
Yeah. All red.
All red.
1985?
The Red Twister.
Uh-huh.
Lunchbox, what'd you have?
I had the Honey Wagon. It was a 1985 red Mazda RX-7. And it had no power steering, no AC, but I'm telling you what, a lot of chicks rode in that thing.
Okay.
So that's it why attracted it the honey?
Yes, it was the honey wagon.
Is that there are a lot of people that listen to our show that went to high school in Lunchbox, and they act like he just isn't what he portrays himself to be.
Uh-huh.
Like 0%. I get emails.
I mean, no, but...
You still do?
Oh, yeah, from people in his graduating class.
Yeah, probably from haters that weren't me and aren't me. They're mad that I'm sitting here, and they aren't as cool as me. They weren't prom king or queen. I mean, you don't get to that level without being popular. And some people just aren't there. And they're still, 20 years later, they're still sad about that. Hey, sorry you got a bad life.
Oh, wow.
And maybe it's because I didn't invite them in the honey wagon. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's dudes.
Probably.
Yeah, that's haters.
Or they're mad their girl got in the honey wagon. What can I do?
I had an 88 Subaru that I worked all summer to save up for, and it was named Crapo. Because it was a piece of Crapo.
It wouldn't start sometimes. Crapo.
And I was like, yeah, put the one Crapo. It worked. It was awesome because I'd saved up and bought this car, but man, it was terrible. It was a terrible car.
What color was that?
Red.
Oh, so we all had red cars?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of my cars forever have always been red, but I'm just a red guy. I'm so colorblind. Red is the one color that I can almost universally see every shade.
Yeah.
And so between Arkansas being red, the University of Arkansas, and then just my color blindness allowing me just to see red, it's always been red. So, wow. Morgan, what about you?
Well, I had a black Volvo, and I call her Volvi.
It is a Volvo.
Hey.
I didn't really have much more to that.
Boy, Eddie had like Nurple Twister red. What was yours again?
Yeah, purple Nurple. The Red Twister, man.
All right. Well, let's put a Facebook question up. What was the name of your first car? Did you name it? Most people named it. While we are laughing at Lunchbox here, here is Lunchbox. You called a hotel and said what?
I wanted to confess that I stayed there and I took soap and shampoo without paying for it.
How may I help you?
How you doing today, ma'am? I had a question for you.
Yeah, how can I help?
I stayed there last week and I have a confession to make and I feel really, really bad, but I took extra soap and shampoo, and shampoo that I didn't pay for. Like, I didn't use it.
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
I mean, I need to, like, I went and did confessional and everything, and I feel like I need to pay you guys for it, and I just need to know how much I need to send.
No, that's always complimentary, darling. It's okay. It's perfectly fine.
No, it's been all week. I've just been beating myself up. Like, I was like...
No, darling, don't have to beat yourself up with that. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Keep it as a souvenir, you know? It's okay.
I mean, if you just give me your Venmo, I can Venmo you. I mean, I don't want you...
No, you're fine. No, you don't have to do all that.
You're not going to ban me from the hotel for taking shampoo?
Oh, of course not. No. No. We're not going to ban you just for that.
Oh, yeah, one of the towels ended up in my bag.
Oh, it's okay. It happens all the time. There's a reason why we buy more. We always buy more. There's always extra. You're okay. Okay?
Okay. I'm not going to get arrested or anything.
No, you're not going to do all that. It's okay. You don't have to worry.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's been a bad... I've been thinking about it all week. And
it's okay. Your mind can be at ease now, okay? Relax. Everything's going to be fine.
This is the kindest hotel worker I've ever... What town was this?
Do you Orlando. Want to
say? Orlando?
Yeah.
Wow, she is so nice.
Yeah.
I'm shocked she didn't, like, ever waver.
Or hang up.
Right.
One of the two. What funny. Nice job.
It took 11 years to get to the sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
These people try to do the Cannonball Run, which means you start in New York City, and it's how fast can you drive to Los Angeles? So all the way across America. And so a fake cop car just set the record because everybody thought it was a cop.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's smart.
outside the box.
I think they did that in the movie, too.
An Audi rigged that looked like a cop car blew through the Cannonball Run record, making the trip from L.A. to New York in 25 hours and 33 minutes. Two drivers, they drove almost 3,000 miles, and they just ripped it because no one wanted to get in the way of a cop car.
It's amazing.
Isn't that funny? That just sounds like a miserable trip, though. Because do you pit stop at gas stations? Do you run in real quick, then jump back in? Or do you also go in and maybe get a Slim Jim because it's a 20?
No, I think you pack your snacks.
You
don't
think you pee in a bottle?
Maybe. Or wear a diaper.
Diaper.
Oh,
nice.
That's what that one astronaut girl did from Texas to Florida.
Whenever she went over and...
She was the guy.
What was that story?
She was going to go and kill her love rival. They were both dating the same guy. And she knew that girl landed at the airport at a certain time, so she drove from Houston to, Orlando, and was going to kill her
in a diaper.
Yeah, diaper, so, and had an extra gas tank, and all—I mean, all sorts of things.
So I'm probably similar to that, but they're just trying to get from New York to California.
I would be scared the whole. I would be a terrible criminal because I'd be scared the whole time. I would be the whole time I'm speeding. Even if I'm going like 78 on the interstate, I'm like, where are the coppers? And you're always looking on the interstate for those breaks in the middle where a cop's just sitting.
Oh, for sure.
How do they not hit one single cop flying the whole time? You know, because a cop's going to know that's a fake car for the most part.
Yeah, I guess they just got lucky.
Yesterday we talked about Don't Take the Girl from Tim McGraw. We had a caller on. If you're not familiar with the song, hey, get with the program.
Come on.
You're a little late, but we welcome you. We're inclusive. Any of our new country music listeners, come on. But you should go listen to this today because this kind of made us into country fans our age. So we were talking about Don't Take the Girl, and the caller said, hey, what happens at the end of the song? Does the mom live or does she die? Because if you remember, he's singing, uh-oh, she's in labor. The doctor says she's fading fast. The baby's fine, but... He's got to leave the room, and then you never really find out in the song. So I said, hey, why don't we try to reach out to the songwriters? So the songwriters, Craig Martin and Larry W. Johnson, both passed away within weeks of each other back in June, July of last year.
Whoa.
Within weeks?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
But Craig recorded this video 2 years ago explaining the origin of the song. So this is how the song came about. It was after he was having some record label issues. He prayed to God saying, you can take my record deal or this publishing deal or any of my possessions, but don't take her. And the girl he was referring to was his girlfriend at the time, making him a homemade pizza in the kitchen in a Madison, Tennessee apartment. Hmm. The girl ended up being his wife and mother of two kids for 17 years until he messed it up. But here's a clip.
Kind of talking under my breath to God, and I thought, you know, you can take this record deal or this great publishing deal that I had at the time and or any of my possessions, that, you know, take any of it, but, you know, just don't take her. You know, she was that important to me. And we ended up staying together for 17 years till I had a terrible, terrible brain cramp one time and messed it all up. But two wonderful children together. And in case anybody was ever wondering, that's how that song came about.
Oh, wow.
So there really isn't an answer to the song. In the video, though, it does show that Johnny's wife does not survive, apparently.
It does?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I was reading different stuff. But it was this year they passed away. So, yeah, this is what I meant. Wow, really? It would just happen. It's August now? Oh, I thought it was. Wow. We don't know, really.
We can ask Tim, though, when he comes, right?
But Tim's an artist. He didn't write it.
Right.
I think everybody has their own thoughts.
True.
But I'll ask Tim. You text him?
Timmy!
Hey, buddy. Hey, man.
Quick question.
Hey, what's up, bud? Hey, here's the deal.
I mean, I'm sure he's been asked that before, right? I'm sure he knows the answer.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Raymundo says that Eddie, since he's back from coronavirus, is missing out on a big business opportunity, right?
Yeah, so with your blood and the plasma, you know you can actually make some cash money with that?
I've heard about that, but I don't know much about it. I don't know what the plasma does or what, but people tell me, a lot of people are DMing me and tweeting me saying, like, go donate plasma since you have antibodies.
Yeah, they'll pay you extra because of those built-up antibodies that nobody else has, because we don't have corona. Let's do something good with what happened with it and either keep it for yourself or just donate it and get that money.
And you can gamble with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Basketball playoffs, good time.
Did you gamble the whole time you were home?
I did, a lot. Yeah. Sports came on a lot during the day when I was at home. So, yeah, a lot of gambling bones.
Is your wife excited that you left the house today to come to work?
She is, because she finally doesn't have to be kicked out of the house. You know, like, she would wake up, take the kids to school, and then I'd say, well, all right, you got to stay out until about noon till we're done working. And she was tired of going to parks and driving around in circles waiting for me to be done.
Well, finally, Morgan and Lunchbox are sitting on each side of you here. How do you guys feel today with him back?
Weird. I came in with a mask on just to see if I was, and I was, of course, the only one, so then I felt bad about that. And Eddie Gaiman goes, of course. And I haven't touched anything near him, but it's still a little weird.
Morgan?
I feel great. I mean, I have no problems. If I get sick, I mean, I guess I'll go home, but I feel good because I don't have to do videos anymore.
So but that's worth it. Getting corona is worth that?
I mean, honestly, yeah. Yep.
It
is.
It was that hard, huh?
No, it was just a lot of work.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Jeannie Wilcox and her family were on a boat trip in Lake Michigan, and about 8 hours into it, she had something in the water there. She then realized it was a dog treading water, so they rushed to help. She said the dog was found alone and nearly 4 miles from shore, so obviously the dog was tired and scared and cold. They traveled all the way back to the shore. They scanned the dog for a microchip and found the owners. They then met them at the dock to return the dog to the family, and the family was like, holy crap, we didn't know where he was.
Amazing.
Out in the middle of the water.
And a reminder to chip your dogs.
That poor dog. Just out there. That's a great story. Man, you want to make me feel emotional. Put a dog in it. Holy,
I love it.
Holy man. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's the decorating drama in my house. We moved houses, and so we're over, and we're just kind of redecorating it, and I kind of don't care. I'm like, Kaylin, you do whatever you want to do. Have at it. It doesn't make a difference to me. I got my little spots, and otherwise I'm good. This ain't a good work area and a place to work out a little bit. You can make it look however you look. And so she's decorating. She's got a friend. And she comes. She goes, hey, we need to get some antlers to put up in the house. And I was like, well, okay, but only under a couple conditions. I was like, you can't buy antlers.
Ooh,
either.
Nice.
Either I have to kill it or you have to kill it because we can't be hanging. There's no false valor here. We can't be hanging up some antlers that neither one of us killed. And I was like, and you know what? I hunted a whole lot, and I don't need to eat. I'm fine. We used to hunt to eat, and I'm good. I fish a lot, but I don't hunt anymore. And so I was like, I'm not going to kill anything. And so she was like, okay, well, I guess I got to go kill something. And
she went to the backyard.
So she has it, but then we made the rule of, okay, fine. Let's take me out of it and you out of it. If one generation above us kills it, we can also hang it. So either her dad, or since I don't have a dad, Arkansas Keith. And so, and he's killed 10,000 things. Like, he's that avid recreational, loves it. And but otherwise, I just can't let some fake horn. We didn't kill it, or we don't know who killed it. I think that's absolutely fake. What are your thoughts?
Well, we have a set of horns that were a gift. They're longhorns. They were a gift to my husband. I don't know where his sister bought them, but
longhorns a little different, though. You can't really go out and kill a steer,
no,
right?
Not really, no.
I mean, you could, but you better run quick.
Okay. And then I just ordered some African, well, I don't know, weird thing.
Well, okay. I think if it's weird, though, let's make a little. I think if it's a weird horn, that's actually okay. But if you're talking about bringing in like a 12 point and putting it up,
yeah,
or even an elk if you're going to go to, you know, Wyoming, you got to kill. And that's what she wants. She wants to put up like some deer antlers.
Yeah. I mean, but
it's just insulting to everything I'm from. You can't be hanging up horns you didn't kill.
What if it's from an antique store in the neighborhood?
If it's an animal that can be killed, you can't put it up unless you killed it.
What?
My opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, so y'all are going to get one from either her dad or Arkansas Keith?
Well, her dad's like me. Used to hunt all the time as a kid, and it's not really, like, he's like, hey, if I don't have to eat, I'm okay.
So Arkansas Keith? Does he have any? Because I kill you this agree. Morning,
I texted him to see if he wanted to come on the show, and he didn't answer, so he's probably in the woods right now.
Yeah. Getting you some antlers.
I mean, I agree that horns will look good in y'all's house. However, some sort of antler animal situation.
Here's what I'm going to go back to her with, because you have opened my eyes a little bit to this. If it's an odd horn or antler that we can't possibly kill, where people won't come in and think, oh, look at you, killed that Zimbabwean wildebeest. Like, no one's going to think that.
Right, okay.
Then that's okay, but it can't be something that we could possibly kill that we're faking.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, it has to come from me or her dad or Arkansas Keith.
We could probably get Arkansas Keith on tomorrow.
I feel like that's a good compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I'm getting better at. It's compromise.
Yeah. I was going to say, you better find a way to let her hang the animal because you get to hang your red guitar somewhere.
No, not really. The only guitar that I'm keeping in the bedroom is the one that I literally play and write on.
Otherwise, I'm moving them.
But it's my one guitar. I'm not hanging it. It's just going to sit beside the bed.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
But it's a functional guitar. I'm not hanging it for any to look. It is every guitar I have is red, just about. But it's a small red Martin guitar. And if I have a funny song idea, I just write it down.
Okay.
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Somebody has to buy the antlers.
Hey, Bones, she's stuck on antlers, or is it cool to hang like a fish?
Gotta catch it. But
yeah,
no,
what
that's
if you guys go
vibe.
And get a big striper, dude, and then you hang it around the bedroom?
Where we are here, it's mostly just hybrids, and they're not that big. They're just fighters, but they're not that big.
Okay.
If we were to go back to Arkansas and Lake Washita, where there are some big stripers, and she caught one.
Legit.
Because my mom had about a 40-pounder that she had that she caught. But it'd have to be me or fish. Yeah, it has to be me or her, because we both fish a lot.
Right.
We good on this?
But it's got to be big, right? You can't hang those little ones.
Well, it just depends. So, for example, like a black bass. Those aren't going to get 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. If you get a 7-pounder.
That's like the little singing fish.
Yeah, that's a nice mounted bass. Yeah. You know, all fish are different compared on how big they normally get. What do you think, Lunchbox?
I think you have to kill it. You pawning it off on Caitlin's dad or Arkansas Keith is the cheap way out. It's sissy.
Well, I'm not going to kill it.
Right.
So Caitlin's going to get out there and she's going to kill one.
The compromise was to let there be another generation. That was the compromise.
Yeah.
I think it's like you teaching her the value of a dollar. If she wants to go out and earn it by killing
she's not a child.
Yeah, she knows the value of a dollar more than I do.
Then she can come and she can go kill it and she bring the antlers home. Buying antlers of anything you can kill is...
So is that a pride thing? I'm trying to get as to why you can't have a deer or whatever.
Okay. What if you walked into my house
and
I had a bunch of All-State baseball trophies and I was like just decorating and you're like, oh, did you get those? I was like, no, I bought those from a garage.
I see the horns as more of a... or any type of antler situation as a decorative.
I don't. I grew up, it wasn't decorative.
Like, I don't see it as a trophy or a prize.
People's houses were trophy cases. You would walk in and see everything they had mounted.
Well, that makes sense. I guess it just depends on how you grew up.
Yeah.
Man, my dad has one in his place that my grandpa killed. It's a pretty nice buck, I think, with like lots of
points. Yeah. Amy's doing points with her fingers.
So if I inherit that from him and hang at my house, you're fine with that?
Yeah, it's passed down from generation. I'm okay with that. You should put a note on it that goes, didn't kill it, though.
Great-grandpa killed it.
Because I will hang that in my house one day.
I think that's okay.
Not soon.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to tell you. You listeners, I'm looking at the camera right now. You're going to tell me, you're going to get on Facebook and you're going to rip me a new one. And I'm okay with that. But you can go to Facebook now and put your opinion down there. And you can let us know how you feel.
I think they'll agree with you, man.
I really feel like there might be a lot of people on your side. I didn't get it.
It doesn't matter what side I'm on. There aren't a lot of people on it on Facebook.
It's funny. It's true, though.
It doesn't matter. That place, it's almost like you don't write anything unless you're angry.
Okay.
All right. Go to Facebook. Bobby Bones Show Facebook page.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, guess this sound. This is from a video I saw posted on Facebook. It's got about 250,000 views right now. It's a woman filming her son. They're out at the lake, and they appear to have an encounter with an animal, and they can't stop laughing. Now, the animal they're talking about is not a cat. Okay, I'm going to play you the clip. Is it, and I'll give you the options first, a large frog, a baby raccoon, or an armadillo? You're going to hear it here.
Oh my goodness, poor baby.
What do you think that is? Is it a large frog? That's A, is a large frog. B, a baby raccoon. Or C, an armadillo.
Okay.
Amy?
A baby raccoon?
Lunchbox?
I got armadillo.
Eddie?
Bones, I'm going to go with large frog. I feel like I used to hear that when they'd get eaten by snakes. I would find them because I'd hear that noise.
Well, it is a large frog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the clip again. Play that again. So frogs all make different sounds. They can chirp or peep or cluck, bark, grunt. They can do all the stuff. Only one species makes the ribbit sound, and that's native to California. So it's the one sound that sound engineers recorded for movies, which is why we go, all frogs go ribbit, ribbit.
Interesting, man.
Just because they're in California, that's the frog they can record. And now, you know what's loud at my house? Are the cicadas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that?
The what's it chirp?
It sounds like, you probably think it's a grasshopper or a cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But it's the cicadas are loud. And then they're on the ground. Then you see them on the ground all over the place. I think they all die at once.
Are those ones that just like fall out of a tree?
Yes.
Dead?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay, I saw one yesterday.
Got a lot of feedback yesterday. Positive feedback about me talking about Caitlin's parents in town. Listen, I love them. But a lot of people were like me. They were like, well, we never expected to have good feelings about the relationships with our, we'll call them in-laws either. But I just always assumed that was going to be just something that I would just have to just grit my teeth and be like, all right. But actually enjoy hanging out with them, which is weird, as to what I was conditioned to think. So a lot of listeners had agreed, so they felt the same way.
Yeah.
Like they went into it kind of negatively, but then they're like, oh, wow, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not all bad. I have a good relationship with my in-laws. I talked to him yesterday, and my father-in-law actually just got done reading your book, Fail what? Until You Can't.
But that's not what it's called.
That's what he called it.
Oh,
I thought you messed up.
No, but it was cute. He said he read, I sent him that 1945 book that we interviewed.
Chris Wallace
mm-hmm. about it. So sent him that. And so he was telling me, he's like, read that in a couple days. Great book. I really enjoyed it. He goes, you know what other book I read? It was Bobby's Fail Until You Can't. And I thought it was great. He really puts it all out there. And I was like, oh, yeah, Fail Until You. He's like, yeah, Fail Until You Don't. But I thought it was cute that he called it that. Oh, nice.
So how do you get that book?
My mother-in-law probably bought your books when they came out. Mm-hmm. She's super supportive. So probably she had them because I had only sent him the Chris Wallace one.
We have these books. By the way, does he listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Appreciate you reading that book. Thank you. I'm always amazed when people will read anything I write and be like, man, that's great. But it's if you want to buy it, you can. It's called Fail Until You Don't. It's on Amazon if you want to check it out. I have a book. I have these bookshelves in my house. You've seen them, right? Like up tall, and they're just all empty. And it's like 10 bookshelves all across a wall. And I have books, but I don't have near the books to fill this thing. So we're going to have to go out to like used bookstores and just buy a ton of books to fill it. Because I have a lot of books, but still only feels like 1/10 of this whole wall of bookshelf. Is that cheating?
No.
Okay.
No, it's decorating.
Just making sure we just had the antler talk.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. So you're fine with books that you haven't read being put on display, but not animal that you haven't killed with your bare hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to the house. We've only lived there for a little bit, and the neighbor saw us driving in, so she ran over and gave us a whole bunch of cookies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you eat random neighbor cookies?
Yes.
I did. Okay, go.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I crushed them. So in that, I didn't know any of my neighbors where I lived last, but it was nice this lady to come over and bring us some cookies. How's it going with your neighbors?
They're good. We've had a loaf of bread delivered, some cookies. So that's been nice. And then met another neighbor that we won't really see that often because they're a little bit further down. But I guess they have a dog that is likes to bite people. And they just wanted to let us know right away that if we see the dog approaching us, we just have permission to just kick it.
What? What on earth?
Wait, so, how did this conversation come about?
That heads up, we have this dog, it bites sometimes. So before it gets to that, if it gets close to you, just kick it right away. There's permission. Like all
how
the
big
other
is
neighbors,
this dog?
It's a wiener dog.
Oh, a little wiener dog?
Kick it.
You're going to punt it across the field.
If the wiener dog comes up to you, what are you going to do?
Kick it.
You are going to kick it.
I don't know. How do you? That's basically what they said is what you do because you're going to get bit. So you just kick it and it'll go away. So before it bites you, kick it.
I just think I would let it try to bite before I would give the first kick.
See what it does first.
Yeah, let
right?
me.
I know. I feel so bad. Luckily, I haven't had to, but I mean, I feel bad knowing that I might just have to kick this dog.
Have you seen the dog in the
And I had to tell the kids. Kids, you got to kick it.
I'm sure the kids are like, okay.
No, now they're kicking every dog.
I've just seen it in their yard, in their front yard, but not. We haven't had to deal with it, but I guess it's like a thing. Another neighbor told me about it too.
Here you go. You see that dog. You know what to do.
Kick it!
That is fun. It's because it's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
That someone would go, right. Hey, we got a dog. If you see it, just kick it.
Right. It's almost like it's probably going to bite, so we just try to like get ahead of the bites by kicking it first. Right.
Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.